Sure is coming on cliffcentral.com. All right, let's get Flax in here for relax. It's Flax. He's going to take a seat. This is how live we are. We're from Movida. Yeah, Flax, which seat do you want to sit at?
This one.
Okay, you get some headphones, get yourself together. You want to tell me what you... there you go, take a seat.
Get some headphones.
Put those on. Can you hear yourself clearly? Everything good?
I can. Everything's A-OK to go.
Very cool. Is it a special edition of Relax It's Flax, considering that we're live from Movida and our birthday is in like a couple of hours?
It's the Movida edition.
Ah,
it's the Relax It's Flax Club edition.
Nice.
I should
nice.
Actually end off with some club tips.
That'd be dope. Are you gonna, usually you tell me, you give me a little bit of a rundown before of what you're going to speak about, but today you're keeping me in the dark, huh?
Tonight's all about surprises, no?
Okay, so I'm just going to sit back and relax with Flax.
So you definitely saw what happened with Bieber yesterday and last night. He was trending.
So already we're into Bieber. Okay, cool. Everything is going according to plan. Okay, talk to me about Bieber.
Okay, so last night, Justin Bieber went to a, like a thing with his pastor.
Yeah.
I forgot the pastor's name, but anyway, the pastor Snapchatted it. And in the Snapchat, recording Bieber, and then he goes away to someone else.
Yeah.
And then you see... So this went viral that possibly they're back together.
They might be back together again, huh?
I think it's the most hectic thing ever.
How would it make you feel emotionally if Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez got back together again?
Hmm. It's one of those things where it's like everything was done after that in vain. Like, it's all pointless, that trip he took us on.
Would you ever... I mean, if Selena Gomez was in a room and you were in a room... And she was making eyes at you, but you knew she was Bieber's girl and they have all this history and you love Bieber. I mean, would you go there? How far does your bro code with the Biebs go?
I'd probably do it to get closer to Bieber.
Well, like a punch from Bieber, because that's what would end up happening.
Who did that? Leonardo DiCaprio, no?
It was Orlando Bloom.
Orlando,
yeah,
same guy.
Okay, so that's a fascinating Bieber news. What else,
that
bro?
Is the most hectic
it's
Bieber
crazy.
News in months.
It's wild.
Even more hectic than that, moving on. So a thief broke into a car, and what he stole was a pair of sunglasses. He opened up the cabinet, what's it called, cubbyhole?
Yeah.
And stole the pair of sunglasses, but right next to the pair of sunglasses, take a guess what there was.
Loads and loads of cash.
No.
I don't know, a liver.
There was a lotto ticket.
Oh, wow.
Take a guess how much that lotto ticket was worth, it had won.
Like $1 million?
Exactly $1 million.
That is wild. Okay. So he breaks into this car and he thinks he's just going to, I don't know, steal some sunglasses or something. And then boom, picks up $1 million lotto ticket.
No, he left that.
Oh, shit.
He only took the sunglasses.
Ah, what a moron.
And then when this woman like went to go claim it, they like interviewed her about her life. And she's like, my car actually got broken into. And this was right next to the sunglasses, which were the only thing he stole.
That is wild. That's
always
wild.
Take lotto tickets as well.
Very
any
important.
Pieces, any receipts.
Do it. What else, Flax?
There's been a petition started to strip Iggy Azalea of her Billboard Award for Best Rap Song.
What? Apparently, I saw this.
Apparently, this rap song was for March, from the 10th of March 2014 to the 8th of March 2015. And her rap song only came out in February 2014.
So what must happen now?
She doesn't qualify.
That sucks.
I dig Iggy's rap songs. I don't even know which one it was for. Most of it, I think it was for, Fancy.
I think she's a little overrated, Iggy Azalea. That's my honest opinion.
No, she had that breakthrough hit.
She
what was
fancy,
her first one?
I'm so fancy. And then she had another song as well that was really, really big. It'll come to me.
I can't remember it. I was actually playing
it. That's why she's not going to be big in 10 years from now, because you can't even remember yourself.
I actually wanted to ask you how your DJ lesson was.
That's a great segue, Pat.
Because you're talking about music, and then if something comes to my mind, I have to let it out.
Yeah, so I've been doing DJ lessons as of you. I know you had a very good lesson yesterday, because you're probably going to hop on the decks tonight for Cliff Central Turns 1. I had a lesson earlier, and it was a little tricky for me. And
why?
And the thing about the DJing is that I've learned on a certain system, and I'm looking at the system that's here, and I'm feeling a little petrified about
things. It's exactly the same. It just looks different.
All right, so I'll figure it out. But
it's all about hitting those beats.
Your lessons have gone very good.
Yeah. Yesterday I had an amazing lesson.
How did you decide what music to put into your set?
Just like what's trending on like billboards at the moment. And then I tried to find like club remixes, and if it flowed and like went with the like transition from song to song, I kept it.
Nice.
It's very hard to make. Cool.
Yeah, it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be, this DJing thing, because you've got to be pretty focused on, you know, dropping the beat at the perfect moment.
But once, like, you get through this bell curve and you start getting into this rhythm and pattern, then it comes easy, and you can, like, yesterday what I was doing was I was playing two songs at once for fun, yeah, and then beat matching them, not one at a time. And, like, using, like, the bass and all that to, like, sort of mix the two.
Very, very cool, Flax. Look at you. All right, what else, dude?
Cody Simpson, you know about him.
Cody Simpson is, he was like almost
Gigi
like
Habib.
The next, yeah, Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid.
Not Habib, Hadid.
So, you know they broke
very
up.
Very good looking, yeah. They broke up.
She's good looking.
Yeah,
yes, she's good looking. I thought she said he's good looking.
No, she's very
good looking. So, TMZ caught up with Cody like walking in the streets and he's like, no, I'm loving single life. I'm getting such hot girls in that. I'm like, are you actually joking? There's no hot girls hotter than Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi really takes the
And
cake.
Even just to be with her and her friends who are like Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Or remember we were watching...
But they've all stepped up now because now Kendall's dating Lewis Hamilton. Who's
no, trust
years
me,
old.
They're not dating.
Well, what do you mean trust you? What, did you speak to her last night on the phone?
Did you see what Lewis's ex-girlfriend said?
Nicole Scherzinger.
She says she doesn't have a body like I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how hectic is that? She was coming out of a club and someone asked, so what do you think of Kendall Jenner dating Lewis Hamilton? And she's like, oh, she doesn't have a body like me.
Well, Lewis gets to be the judge, which is a very good position to be in.
It was just a photo and everyone starts blowing it out of proportion.
It's horrible. At least you know these people personally, so you can, you know.
I'm very good at reading patterns. So, like, I know if something's just like a fad or if something's going to fade out.
All right, what else, bro? What else isn't fading out?
So, apparently we've all been drinking coffee wrong.
Okay.
This just came out this morning. So, you wake up, you have a cup of coffee. Wrong.
You're not supposed to have coffee when you
like
wake up?
Like, it makes sense to wake up and then you need an extra boost. So, you should wait an hour for your body to start up, then have the coffee.
Ah.
Or like I do is...
Otherwise, what happens to you? Like, what happens if you don't abide by this rule?
It's just like your body now uses that coffee to wake you up, not boost you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But what I do is I'll have coffee and then I'll go to sleep. So that when I wake up, with like a bit, like a boom.
Is
a boom boom pow.
Is this working for you?
I haven't been sleeping lately.
But now you only found out about this morning.
No, but my own thing I've been doing for a while.
Okay, I see.
I'm telling you it works.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so I wouldn't even know.
It's supposedly the best way to have a nap.
Okay. I feel you. What else, Flax?
Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
She bought a dog. Guess how much this dog cost?
$100,000.
No. Close. Take off a few zeros. $11,000.
What kind of dog did she get for $11,000?
Let's have a read here. It just says she got a big bargain on this dog. It doesn't actually say what dog it is. But if it's anything like Justin's cute little dog, then you've seen it, right?
Justin Bieber's dog? No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Are you living under a rock? I thought he had a monkey. What
no,
do you mean he has a dog?
His monkey got taken away in, I think it was...
Germany.
Germany.
Yes.
Because he didn't have the right papers and stuff.
Okay.
And then he recently, like, as of 2 months or so, got the cutest little dog. It's been in pictures with everyone.
All right. So have you got a picture with his dog? So then it hasn't been in a picture with everyone.
I wish I had a photo. I wish I even had, like, a dog as cute as that.
What else, bro? That's a lot of money for a dog, though, Kelly Osbourne. Wow. Jeez. $11,000 on a dog? Are you joking? What is it, shit gold?
What's that, 11,000? What's
like
it like?
120, 30,000 rand.
But nowadays you get very expensive purebreds. Like some dogs can
go... Yeah, Flax is expensive and then there's like just ridiculous. That's off the charts.
Sometimes I think like if you could buy like a human, how much like... How you could say how much it costs. Like if someone wanted to buy me.
Who are you more valuable than?
That's a very good question.
Sia.
No, but like someone...
I was trying to get something out of Flax there, Sia Sangwini, but no. No?
No, I think I'd have to be put up against maybe the AKAs,
okay,
the Delezes.
All right, I see.
I'm joking.
Who at Cliff Central would you say is worth more than you?
Damon Calvari, surface area.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good save, Flax. Good
if
save.
If you do it by centimeters.
Based on body mass. Mm. All right, so he's worth more because he weighs more. what else, dude?
How much would you go for that?
I don't know, a couple hundred
grand. I should throw these questions right back at you. Who do you think at Cliff Central is worth the most if they go for sale?
Yeah, I'd never really answer a question like that because I think everyone's, you know, created equally.
How much would everyone equally go for?
No, you can't put a price on people. What else? Like, who's phoning you?
My mom.
Why is mom phoning you?
She probably wants to know about tonight.
Okay, put her on speaker. Let's see if this works.
Ma, you're on air.
I just want to know what the dress code was for tonight.
It's a club, so...
Okay.
Do you know what you wear? What you wearing?
Anything that's club appropriate, not age appropriate. Yeah.
Okay. And there's going to be dinner here.
Okay, doll.
And you know
really
where it is.
Really looking forward to it. It's going to be absolutely great.
Mm.
Stunning. Okay. Okay.
And you must just remember next week, I'm on at Hoppers 5 till 6.
Okay,
bye. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Love there to Michael Flax's mom.
She phoned every week. Like, she doesn't, like, know what time I'm on.
How frustrating when parents can't keep up with you, huh?
And it's like a weekly thing, and I tell her every week, Mom, I'm on Hoppers 5 to 6, and she still phones.
What else, Flax?
This news story has been going viral, and I love it when things happen to high-profile, like, societies, like the Pentagon or the White House. And like, remember when that guy breached the White House?
Like, what's happening to FIFA now?
Yes, with okay. Seth Blatter. Do you know what actually happened earlier on? So he's having his thing. I don't know the full story because it doesn't like I like FIFA 16 on PlayStation, but the whole like to watch soccer doesn't amuse me. So they were having a press conference to vote him in or inaugurate him in, whatever they call it. And then a guy called into a local radio station and said, there's a bomb in there. So they had to evacuate the whole thing and send sniffer dogs in and everything.
Sure. That's quite something.
Obviously, there's people out there that don't want him on.
Yeah.
On the FIFA board or anything.
Clearly there are. What's your take on this whole FIFA thing?
Listen, I really do think bribery was involved.
100%.
Any part of the industry or society where there's power, money follows behind that, and money influences power.
Yeah.
Wow, that was one of the deepest things I've ever thought of.
And you didn't take that off your app of motivational quotes, so you really did go there emotionally.
No, I will finish off with one of the motivational quotes. It's unbelievable.
We're going to get to that. Now, we were supposed to speak to her just after 4:30. I want to bring Zeal in real quick here to have a chat with us. The multi-acclaimed woman of many, many talents. And poor Johannesburg has been treating her very, very rough today. This is like Durban seems like a much easier place to live than Johannesburg. Johannesburg seems a little tricky.
I'd love to find out about Durban because I hear like the weather's rubbish.
Well, this is your opportunity to do it. So Zeal's here. So Flax, are you gonna handle some of these questions for me, huh? Let me pull up a little bit more information here about Zeal real quick. We were supposed to speak to her a little earlier on. Zandile Zeal Tlatla at DJ Zeal for Life is energetic. She's cool. Over the past 5 years, she's excelled in the fields of non-governmental social development. She's a South African personality. She's done the radio thing. She continues to do a million and one things. And she's absolutely gorgeous on a Friday afternoon. Zeal, what's happening?
Got to look good for the birthday party.
she's even got a radio voice.
There you go, huh? That is a radio.
Good to meet you guys.
Very
lovely
cool
vibe, yeah. So chilled. Just like coffee table conversation.
Oh, we
hey?
Do this every
That's
week.
That's I love do. It.
Now, Flax is very curious about living in Durban. So I said to him, listen.
I heard the weather's bad.
You can ask her some questions about Durban.
Who lied to you about the weather being bad?
I want to ask three things. Weather, nightlife, and traffic.
Okay, traffic, definitely nothing like Johannesburg, much better, you know, it's a coastal area. And then let's go to the other one. I can tell you a bit about art life. I've been doing a lot of art artwork in terms of performing artists. I've been promoting them, guys that are underground, not so secular or even played on the radio. I think, you know, this is the important important thing about Cliff Central is that it brings, you know, people to a surface where they can all meet and mingle and promote each other. So that's happening in Durban, and we hope.
Is that like the in thing at the moment?
That is it. You know, we know the guys that are all well and famous and everything, you know, but now everybody's into knowing those bands and, you know, making them travel to Joburg. Guys from Durban, Joburg guys are doing the same thing as well, so that's what we've.
I should take a trip to Durban with my ukulele.
Please.
You'll dig that,
eh? Listen to Flax's harmonica, which is.
Oh, let me play it.
Okay, okay.
So I have to take this harmonica everywhere I go because people spot me in the street and then they want me to sing and I don't have a musical instrument. I'm just joking with you.
Okay.
Is that not one of the worst things you've ever heard?
I think it's going to fly in Durban. I think it's going to fly.
That's actually a brilliant idea.
What are you trying to say about the people at Durban?
I think it's going to They are artistic. They appreciate, the different things in life. Look, if Durban people can appreciate me, I think they'll appreciate that as well, you know?
There's a lot to appreciate, though.
Yes.
And if you had to introduce yourself, because you've done so much, and this is what we found when we were putting your bio together, is that you are so multifaceted.
I'd like to do so much more, though. I still feel like,
how would you have introduced yourself?
Well, Zandile Zeal Dada, the middle name Zeal just says it all. I'm all about the zeal for life. I'm all about passion in everything I do. Every sentence I speak, when I look into your eyes, you know, I want to put passion. I just don't want to do things for the sake of doing them, you know. When I work with the artists in Durban, I want to, you know, be full of passion for them and do whatever it takes to take them to the next level. If I'm on the radio, right now, it feels like such a release because I haven't been on air for like 7 months.
Wow.
You know, it's like I've not been breathing. So now it's like, whew, I can breathe again because I'm on air.
So you manage artists, but you absolutely are one yourself.
Yes, I'd say radio is a very big art to you guys. Mm. Oh, you know, besides playing special instruments.
Harmonica necklaces.
Oh, yeah. Special things indeed. You can just pull it out. But definitely, radio is a big art. It's not just about talking or having a nice voice, which is a nice compliment that people can always give us.
Yeah.
But it's a craft that develops over the years. But not only that, it needs the zeal as well.
Mm. Is zeal the same as zest?
It's similar. But
I hear people say I got a zest for life.
Yeah, zest is like something pokey about it, you know? But zeal is like more about purpose, you know?
Yeah.
You go in there with a purpose for something, you know? You are passionate about a reason. So that hence the NGO work as well that I've done is because I love doing projects that have a purpose that will change people's lives, that will, you know, do something. I don't have a lot to offer yet, you know.
But you're on your way.
But what you've got, you just take it and you use it. What do you do until it grows and it becomes something amazing?
Tell me about having opinions and radio and those things working together, working against each other.
You've got a right. Let's just start there. You've got a right. You mean like keeping it safe and things like that?
Because I don't think you do. You say what you feel, and most of the time what you feel is what people are thinking, but sometimes that can be tricky. Like Flaxia gets into huge trouble all the time.
But I got dimples so I can get out of it.
Because you're cute.
he gets out of it with his dimples, but and you've got dimples as well, but...
Oh, really?
But he can't...
you can see.
It's not that, but you've got things you want to change in the world, and you figured out that you want to change stuff. Lax is still figuring out what he wants to change, but you want to change things in the world, and you can't help but look at the platform of radio as a way to do that. And sometimes it's not that easy.
Look, you try play by the rules as much as you can, but somebody's got to be out there to break the boundaries, you know, to push the envelope. Somebody, as long as you've got a team, I think, you know, try gather some people that are like-minded, whether it's online or just like through your show. Ask people what they think first before you throw your big opinion and what you think should be, you know. But I think with great personalities, the bigger your personality as you grow on air, people start to respect and take a lead from you, you know. They can trust your lead, but that also develops with time and character. Character is a big thing when it comes to being on air, because eventually the real you is going to come out.
Mm.
Whether you are a really horrible person or a really great and nice person, you've been genuine all along or just playing on people's minds. So that's just the journey of being on air and giving your opinions, that It is. It can be dangerous, but you've got to try play it safe. Consult. We've got very good radio managers these days. You know, consult and see what your managers think and play it by the ear as well. Take a lead from your listeners, and they'll take a lead from you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, you're taking notes.
Yeah, I was like,
I feel like I should be. Yeah.
Jeez, are you making me a granny radio? Yeah.
Do you have any kids?
Not yet.
How old are you? You look very young.
I'm single.
Like, okay. 25.
I'm hoping this party might do something for me. but no, it's been all about the career. That's why I've been able to do so many things, because I've had time, you know.
But there comes a point where you can't just make it about the career, and you got to make it about you, and you got to get a husband and start a family. Where do you see that happening?
Really, really.
Do not have the dream of the picket white fence and
to
the
have
two
it all. I think, like, South African celebrities, it's all about, especially women. You wanna have it all. What do they call it? Triple threat, eh?
Yeah.
Triple threat. Like, you do this career, this career, this career.
Everything, yeah.
Yes, and then on top of that, you're gonna have a kid. I mean, you're gonna get married, have kids as well. Geez, eh? I don't see it yet. Let me just say, because I haven't reached a place where I am 100% comfortable with the stuff that I've done and comfortable in life and lifestyle, I should say, you know. I'd like to reach a certain place first before I can say, bring somebody into my life and bring another human being into the planet. It's an entire responsibility, you know.
Do me a favor and ask Flax that question, because here he is dropping it like it's hot.
Oh my gosh, am I missing it?
Far from being at that place in his life.
Oh.
But I was like, who the hell is even speaking here?
Enjoy the journey. Are you kidding me? You are young.
Yeah, I'm very young. My hardest decisions, like Big Mac or Happy Meal at the moment.
Jeez. Indecision is a terrible thing, I tell you. Look, take it one step at a time. I'm not trying to give advice here. But
one step at a time.
Yeah,
there's no need to rush.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you see, he's like,
oh, gosh.
He takes the whole arm.
I felt like that was a moment where we'd all join in, but I was the only one feeling it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Fire starts with a spark. Okay.
So what brings you up to Joburg?
You.
Oh, fantastic.
You came especially for REA.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
I said to Kat, I cannot miss this. I said to my rep, please, I am going. I will hike. I will do whatever it takes. I will take the bus, okay, overnight. And if the traffic gets on my way in Rivonia, it is okay.
Did you take the bus?
This is what I did. You know, I said, I take the bus.
You took the bus from Durban to here.
Hello. I mean, not everybody on this afternoon drive show and chill with amazing people and just like, this is the pre-party to the party.
Yeah, which you have to stay for now.
And it's a very important day in history.
Now you have to stay for the
party. Green kind of indicated, but I heard you guys have an exclusive, you know, team thing first, and then we'll pop in a bit later. I'd love to stay.
Hashtag Cliff Central turns one.
Yay!
You've got to be at our party. It's very, very important.
Beautiful, beautiful setting and everything. Lights are up. We look forward to it.
Well, listen, thank you so much for swinging by. I know it almost feels weird to say that. You took like such a trek to get you, and then Joburg traffic got in your way.
No,
but you have Skype up in Joburg.
It's so much. I heard this is an option.
So we can talk to Skype with you, yeah.
But look, African girl. It's not the same. I want to be here.
Okay.
I want to be, you know, the energy and the vibe is not the same. I'm the one always interviewing people, and it's a pleasure to be interviewed. It's like, it's another world, it's another setting, you know.
Mm.
And yes, and you want to feel that firsthand, not like online, you know.
No, but online's the place to be. I can chat to someone in North America or the North Pole.
I want to see the DJ. I want to see the DJ.
Skype allows video chat as well.
Now we've met, so we'll video chat.
Hello.
There we go.
And going forward.
Just move to Johannesburg. Why are they keeping you away from us in Durban?
Hey, there's a lot to do in Durban. You know, Durban's trying to be the Joburg now, if you haven't heard. Okay, so
give us a chance,
and I'm here to pick up some tips from you guys of how exactly can this be done. Okay.
We'll show you tonight.
But many blessings. Thank you so much for just having me on the show, just a couple of minutes, and I feel great.
Well, it's been fantastic. You've got a phenomenal energy. You picked us up, Racha. You keep the energy in a very dimly lit, large
very
room.
Very burlesque looking.
Yes, it's one almost wants to get very smooth.
It's going to be insane when like 700 people fill up this place, jumping up and shouting. What's that song go? Jumping on the couches, turning clubs into houses.
Wild for the Night F being polite. I'm going.
It's a Rocky.
Okay. Lesson number one.
Feels like this is why I don't live in Johannesburg. Well, listen, Zeal, thank you so much for swinging by. It's at DJ Zeal for Life on Twitter.
That's the one. That's the hottest one right now.
And if you're at our party, we're going to be live all night long, so we'll probably chat to you again.
Woohoo! Happiness anytime you need. This Zeal for Life, it is here for you.
Thank you so much for hanging out. That's Zandile Zeal Tlatla there. And, of course, you can get the podcast of that interview over at cliffcentral.com. Flax, any final words from you ahead of Cliff Central Turns 1?
Just
is this off your motivation app again?
No, I think I want to make this one up. Is there like a party thing, like a sort of Miley Cyrus party, let's party like we in the USA?
Yeah, party in the USA, so my hands up.
Yeah, let's put our hands up and play our song while the butterflies fly away tonight.
Is that your motivational quote?
Yes. Well, everyone must make their way down to Movida and party with us.
Okay, yeah.
How cool that's going
to
be.
It's very important that if you're in Johannesburg, you head down to Movida just after 9 p.m. doors open. And, of course, you can catch all the action live from Movida on cliffcentral.com. We're going to kick into the Movida live stream in a little bit, and I'll be popping in and out with you as we chat to some of the people over at Cliff Central Turns 1. I want you to put a hashtag in it right now.
We can read it out.
Wherever. Include hashtag Cliff Central Turns 1 with your birthday message or anything you want to say.
And the number one.
Yeah, the number
the
one.
The number
That's
one.
Number one. And we'll pick it up. Flax is going to be on that live stream. I'm going to be with you. It's going to be so, so dope.
We'll wingman each other and find, like, the cutest girls.
Totally. I'm looking and already
at we'll wingman and we'll play it on air, live wingmanning.
There you go.
Never been done before.
You're really just going to use this
creative
as an opportunity
genius
to find women, Flax.
A microphone.
All right, and that's it for Coleman on Cliff Central on a Friday. Dipping in and out over the next couple of hours. It's going to be super dope. I know Tamisha Marsh is going to be here. Casper DeFris is going to be here. Zenande Mfenyana has just arrived. Tamron Jardine's going to be here. Producer Kat's here. Okay, I couldn't hear you. Say that again. What? Huh? What's not?
Which producer Kat are we getting? Version 1, 2, or 3?
Producer Kat? Oh, well, that might
this morning I heard you guys discussing all the different versions of Cat. You've got the phone call Cat.
Yes.
The on-air Cat.
Yes.
The Cat to Jono.
There are many different Cats. Hang on, speak again.
The mic is off.
The mic is not off. There's something.
No, maybe it's off there.
It's turn it on. I don't know. It doesn't seem to want to work. All right. Well, we'll just. Yeah.
Do you want my mic? Is that what we're all staring at me for?
We're staring at you for.
What is it?
Closing words from producer Cattle, but I'm going to speak to you for the next couple of hours in the live stream.
No, I'm not going to speak to you.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Tamron said I got practice. And okay. Tamron's the boss.
So hanging out till the early hours of the morning. I see the Movida DJs are getting ready to play some bangers, which you'll hear on the cliffcentral.com live stream. And this has been dope. We'll do this all again on Monday between 3 and 6. But we're hanging out all night long.
So the God of Cliff show is not next.
Yeah, it's just that Cliff Central Turns 1 all day, every day next. That's what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Nice one, Kat.
Let's get crunk.